From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Bangladeshi authorities deployed heavy security throughout the capital after an 11-hour standoff with a group of militants who killed 20 mostly foreign civilians at an upscale restaurant, Islamic State claiming responsibility. Security forces rescued at least 13 hostages during the siege. Most of those who died were Italian and Japanese nationals. At least two police officers were also killed. In a televised address to the nation, Bangladesh's Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina said her country would not let conspirators succeed in their mission to tarnish its image. She urged all citizens of Bangladesh to come forward and to fight terrorism. Hasina also addressed those driven towards the path of wrongdoing and demanded that they stop killing people in the name of Islam, which she stressed was a peace-loving religion. Kamal Hassan, a former foreign minister and law minister of Bangladesh, told VOA's Urdu service that terrorism has nothing to do with religion. Therefore, the Islamic State is not representative of Islam or the Muslim world.
It's amazing why they should be targeted in this way, much more so Bangladesh, because here we have not allowed religion to be a source of discord. We said everyone has freedom of religion. No one will impose, and this, I believe, is entirely consistent with our own religion.
Hassan said that not only Bangladesh, but the whole world should adopt some unified policy to deal with terrorist groups like the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda. Bangladesh has seen a number of attacks like these in recent months. This is VOA News. Reaction to the White House report on civilian casualties and drones was mixed in Pakistan, the country that has suffered the highest number of strikes and casualties outside active conflict zones. We get more now from VOA's Ayesha Tanzim in Islamabad.
Responding to the U.S. drone report, Pakistan's Foreign Office reiterated its calls for an immediate cessation of drone strikes. The statement said the strikes violated Pakistan's territorial integrity and sovereignty. Pakistan's government routinely denounces the strikes, which are deeply unpopular among the public, but authorities are believed to privately consent to the operations targeting militants in the country's tribal regions. Drone strikes was a much bigger issue in Pakistan a couple of years ago, when the frequency of these strikes was higher. Over the last 5 years, they have gone down significantly, from 128 in 2010 to 13 last year and only 3 this year. Ayesha Tanzim, VOA News, Islamabad.
Elie Wiesel, who survived the Nazi death camps to become a world-renowned author and Nobel Peace Prize winner, has died at the age of 87. Wiesel won the 1986 Nobel Peace Prize for speaking out against war, discrimination, keeping memories of the Holocaust alive, and suppression of human rights.
My priorities, Jewish priorities, Jewish fears, Jewish hopes, Jewish struggles, but they are not exclusive. That's why I try to be involved in every cause possible dealing with human rights.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu mourned Wiesel by saying he gave expression to the victory of the human spirit over cruelty and evil. President Obama called Wiesel a dear friend who was one of the great moral voices of our time. The Romanian-born Wiesel was shipped off to the notorious Auschwitz death camp in 1944, along with most of his immediate family. His parents and a sister were murdered, but Wiesel survived Nazi brutality to start a career as a professional journalist. Britain appears to be heading to have a woman prime minister again, 26 years since the country's first. Margaret Thatcher left office after a Conservative Party coup, largely mounted over the country's membership in the European Union. Leading candidates to replace David Cameron as leader of the ruling Conservatives and the country's prime minister are now both women, the country's tough-minded Interior Minister Theresa May and Energy Minister Andrea Lensom, a lead experienced, a little less experienced politician. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.